I can't wait for the start of the third season of Power.
I know,
on
right?
Stars.
And we got to wait till July.
Is that right?
Yes.
Omari Hardwick, who plays Ghost, is on the phone, and he's on the set of Power. Good morning, Omari.
Good morning, Tom. You legend. I never got a chance to speak to you, so it's kind of cool to be able to do that right
before we celebrate
another legend in Dr. King. So it's nice to talk to you.
Whoa! Hey. Don't put me that high. That's a lot.
I didn't say you was Dr. King. I said you was a legend.
Okay, and so is a car, but. where are you shooting? What city are you shooting in?
We're shooting in New York. We shoot right in the heart of New York. We felt like, you know, I think when Curtis came up with this vision, Curtis being 50 Cent Jackson, and obviously went to Courtney, and she created the show, Courtney Kim Bachbo. I think they knew that we were really doing ourselves a disservice if we didn't do it right in the heart of where he envisioned the story. So we right in New York. We shoot on location everywhere from Queens to Long Island to Brooklyn, and then our studio, Tom, is actually Steiner Studios in Brooklyn. So we're all over New York.
And where's the club located?
The club. Where the club at, homie? the club is in, where the face of the club is Meatpacking District. And then the actual club, we have an incredible designer. Now we're working with a guy, Stephen Beatrice, but prior to Stephen Beatrice coming on, who now designs the show, we had the club built. So it's actually, the club is actually at the Steiner Studios. So if you and Sybil and Damon and Jay Anthony and Sherry, if y'all want to come party, y'all got to come to actually Steiner to party at Club Troops, which is cool.
Watch that invitation, Sherry. These couple ladies might take you up on that.
Love to take you up on it.
So, Omari, you're in the middle of a production of season 3. Can you give us any kind of little glimmers of insight into what's going to happen this season with Ghost and the rest?
Yeah, I guess I can give you, you know, it's still going to be, you know, we wonder. We're all left to wonder whether Kanan, played by Curtis, survived, right?
Yeah.
We're not wondering. Mm-hmm. It's so his show. We know he survived.
See, Tom, why are you doing that, man? Just because it's your show, you ain't gonna be talking about somebody else's show. so we probably you're gonna get a hint as to the level of walls closing in on Ghost. You know, I think it's at the highest level that it's been. Because I always said, you know, the show Breaking Bad was one thing, but this show was always our attempt was for it to be Breaking Bad back to good. And so we're trying, of course, to get Ghost away from the drug world, and it just keeps calling him. It's like he's like Pookie, and it just keep calling me, you know. So the walls are closing in on him. He's dealing with, obviously, the relationship and where it's headed down a slippery slope with his wife, played by Naturi Norton, and then best friend, played by Joe Shakur, and Tommy, of course, is at odds with him and feeling like, you know, he's abandoned the mission. So definitely season 3 is even more. Season 2 was really about consequences and dealing with all of this crap that people have done to each other, claiming to love and respect each other, but of course hurt each other. 3 is even worse. So it's more mayhem. Dare I say, more murder.
The kill count's going up in season three. The kill count's going up.
It is going up.
Yeah.
And how hood
and
is
still dealing with, you know, obviously still dealing with the mistress and Angela, played by Lila Loren. So everybody is sort of in it to win it. But I think season 3 is all about, you know, as much as you think you can win, you can't lose. And for me, what I decided to allow the mantra for Ghost to be this year was, you can take the boy out of the hood, but you really can't take the hood out of the boy. It's in him. So.
And speaking of hood, how hood is Tommy off camera?
Does he really like collard greens that much?
You know what? I would say that he likes collard greens. Being a Polish American from Chicago, he likes collard greens as long as you can put it in a pierogi. If you can wrap it in a pierogi,
that's my hometown.
It's cool.
You know,
Chi-Town. Tom knows all about it.
Oh, yes, I do.
We're Chi-Town too. Omari, this is Sherry Shepherd. And
Sherry. Hey, old friend.
I know we were in Beauty Shop together, and I remember you played
so
Keisha Knight Pulliam's bad boyfriend. I know it was so long ago. But you're Ghost is such a complex character, and every week you get the most amazing scripts. But how does your character Ghost handle all of that pressure coming from every side? Mistress, wife, relationship with his best friend / brother Tommy, trying to stay three steps ahead of all of the, you know, the cartels. Yeah.
Well, what first off, Sherry, a lot of whiskey on the weekends. A lot of whiskey on the weekends, yeah. You know, you got to have that brown. I'm from Decatur, so y'all Chi-towners know we go brown. It's a light drink. Love it. But it's, you know, it's really, thank you, first off, Sherry, for saying that. It's very humbling. And I always said, you know, Courtney really did me a cool turn on believing that there was no one else that could play it. You know, I think she went to Chris Albrecht, star CEO, and she was supposed to have a second option and a third option, and I think her first, second, and third option were me. So that was always really humbling. And I guess early on in my career, you know, Sherry, you're trying to do, you know, you're doing that thing where, and especially as black actors, we're trying to not live in the box that mm-hmm. even if you're another race of an actor, particularly a white actor, you kind of could get pigeonholed into this box. And so for me, I just was always trying to do, per movie, a very different role and take on a different role. And even if the movie was sort of a repeat, if the role was different, you know, I was game for it. And so I guess, you know, 42 years of life, had a birthday this past weekend, has sort of culminated in a bunch of different experiences. Mm. And I've experienced a lot, you know, raised by a attorney father who didn't work for a lot of money, raised in, you know, snap finger Wesley Chapel right in Decatur, in a very black neighborhood, and then went away to Marist Academy in Atlanta, Northeast Atlanta, which is the complete opposite. I might have been one of nine blacks in the entire school when I got there. Mm. And so, you know, then you go to University of Georgia and you're playing ball, and I found poetry, and there were so many different elements, and it was always this very edgy, temperamental side to myself that I'm constantly working on. But all of a sudden, one day you get paid for all of those colors inside of you. And so Ghost does wear me out. It does exhaust me playing all the complexities and convoluted parts of the cat that you speak of. But I always thank God every day that I have all those colors in me. So the scripts are amazing. Acting's overrated when the writing's so good. But, you know, acting's often overrated also when God gave all that stuff to you and said, go put some money on the table using these
This
colors.
Is the one thing, and I'm not being disingenuous, your lovemaking scenes with your wife, with Laura, who plays the lawyer. I've seen sex scenes where it's just like, oh, it's just they're having sex. When you look into the camera, when you're making love, there are so many things that are going on in your eyes. How do you bring that to a love scene?
And did you hear that growl in his throat?
Did you growl? I'm serious. Omari Leary, look at you make love. It's so complex. You bring so much to love making. Where do you get that from?
Omari, what you doing, boy? Well, you know, it's Courtney did a really good job of, maybe I can put it all on Courtney. It really be Courtney making love in the scene. She's the writer. No, it's a mix, because you have, again, you got these really, really strong writers, and they're putting us in these scenarios. I always thought, as an actor, you know, go opposite. I don't know when y'all get to work. I don't know if Tom has a, you know, it's like, this is what we're going to do today, guys. This is what we're going to talk about. But when we talk about this, let's go opposite. Let's not make it what the normal morning shows make it. So when I look at a character, I've always thought, well, find the bottom of the guy. Go all the way. You know, if he's a bad guy,
and a nice
figure out why he's
too.
Bad. There's a reason. if he's in this situation where he's got a mistress, then obviously a mistress comes after having some kind of disappointment or dissatisfaction with a marriage, or an insecurity. You know, cheating also comes from an insecurity. So find the things that is in the reality of what's going on in the guy's soul. And so she wrote and has had a team of writers create such love scenes where she says, play the poetry of it. Let's play the poetry.
Courtney,
so it's one thing to just pump away and move your butt back and forward, but it's another thing for you to get a peek as to what's going on with the person when they're doing that. So
Right.
I'm just always trying to give you guys a peek as to what Ghost is going through.
I'm seeing it. Oh, and,
my. Would you please tell Courtney Kemp Agbo that we are big fans, too. She is a black female showrunner.
Sure,
she created the show Power. And she is in a category
really
all her own. You should be. Yeah. Congratulations,
really
Amari.
Amari Hardwick.
Thanks. We got to wait. I'm proud of you guys, too.
We got to wait to July for season three?
Yeah, man.
But you know what, Tom? If we, you know what, man, I might be able to sneak you guys a couple screeners or whatnot prior to July. Now, I can't tell you it's going to be prior to May, but maybe I can get you something between, you know.
Okay.
If you wait a little bit. Tom, you just had a birthday, too, I think.
No.
Were you a Sagittarius?
No.
I just had a birthday Saturday. When was yours?
Who had a birthday Saturday?
That's
I had a birthday
Damon.
Saturday.
Damon.
Yeah. Well, we share the same
I
birthday.
I see the resemblance.
Brother.
Yeah.
My birthday January 9th. Damon, you the same day?
Yes, sir.
Happy belated, brother.
You too,
fellow
man.
Cappy.
All right, Amari, go back to work.